Breaking records. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Indeed.com. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Presented by TheraWorks Relief. I rarely fact-check the president. This segment is way too brief for that. But then I heard that clip from Thursday's rally in Montana where he's trying to figure out why he draws such big crowds.
I mean, there's got to be a reason.
And so he tries to figure it out by comparing himself to other people who draw big crowds.
I have broken more Elton John records. He seems to have a lot of records. And I, by the way, I don't have a musical instrument. I don't have a guitar or an organ.
And even without an organ, he does fill arenas. I can vouch for that myself. But in terms of setting audience records, Vulture.com found that Elton John is way ahead, as in filling Dodger Stadium twice. And the other thing to keep in mind is that Trump rallies are free. Elton John concerts are not, and his current farewell tour is certainly not. For the September 8th performance in Allentown, Pennsylvania, cheapest available Elton John ticket now $271. Front row seat, $2,556. So if the president really wants a convincing comparison, he needs to charge admission. And yes, I realize Elton John does have a leg up. It's his farewell tour. But I'll bet Mr. Trump could compete, especially if he announced his farewell tour. Heck, there are Democrats who'd pay anything to see that. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.